Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. AGLCA and our Admiral sponsors, Dog River Marina and Boat Works, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guide and Magazine, Green Turtle Bay Resort, Marina Life, Richardson's Map Tech, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, and Skipper Bob Publications invite you to join us as we explore the Great Loop every Friday morning with a show chock full of information that's useful to you whether you're dreaming of, in the midst of, or planning a trip around the Great Loop. And don't forget to visit our ship store at www.greatloop.org, ship store. Thanks and enjoy the show.
Welcome, everyone. This is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, as Beth already told you. As usual, we have our home port crew, Steve Palmer, and Beth McHugh, who is our marketing coordinator. For those non-members out there that are listening to the show and are unfamiliar with the Great Loop, there's actually a continuous waterway that includes the eastern portion of North America, the Atlantic and Gulf Intracoastal Waterways, the Great Lakes, the Canadian Heritage Canals, and the very beautiful inland rivers of America's heartland. Our association was formed in 1999. Our main purpose is to disseminate information about the Great Loop and to share the sense of excitement and adventure. Our webpage is www.greatloop.org, and we welcome you to visit and read all of the free stuff that we've got and then to join. We've had a lot of chatter in our discussion forum this week about the Erie Canal. We thought we would speak with Brian Stratton, the director of the New York State Canal Corporation, and the deputy director, John Callahan. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today, and why don't you begin telling us about, first of all, the status of the canal. Well,
Janice?
Yes.
Before we turn this over to Brian and John, I would like to congratulate them on the job they did getting the canal back up and running. When we talked with them, when was that, September maybe? And people did not believe you could pull off getting the canal back in shape by now. So we thank you, and all the boaters ought to thank you.
Well, thank you, Steve. And just let me start by saying it is a pleasure to be back with you on America's Great Blue Cruisers Association radio. And I do remember that morning aboard one of our tug fleet as we were conducting our annual canal inspection tour by water in the western section, and was speaking to you from the wheelhouse. And I can't remember what tug it was, but I'm sure when I give John a chance to speak, he'll fill in on all of those details. It is in no small measure and no small credit to our great governor, Andrew Cuomo, that we were able to reopen our canal system after the tremendous devastation brought about by Hurricane Irene and Tropical Storm Lee and a tornado that actually touched down in the area of Lock 11 on the Erie in between. We had tremendous amounts of work from contractors, cooperating state agencies, and over a period, I think, of about 77 days, we were able to reopen that 75-mile stretch that was closed between Lock 17 and Little Falls all the way down to Lock 7, and including the Waterford flight, really. So we got them open about 4 days before Thanksgiving Day, I think on November 22nd, reopened. About two dozen vessels exited the system there, including two of our great tour vessels from the Blount Small Ship Adventures, the Grand Mariner, and the Niagara Prince, both made it out and safely back to their home port. So the canal is open and functioning and doing well. It doesn't look as pretty, of course, as it did before the hurricanes and tropical storms set in, but it is functioning. And our job now is to keep it functioning, to keep this great historic waterway and economic engine for our state functioning well, and over the course of the years and months to come, do the necessary work to continue to restore to make it look pretty again.
Fantastic. Tell us about the status of all of, actually, the Erie Canal itself. There's been chatter on the webpage. There's been heavy rain and there's a lot of debris in the water. Do you think that's true? Is it something we should be concerned about?
Well, I think this is a good chance for John Callahan, our very competent deputy director and one who really is overseeing, under my leadership, the day-to-day operations. John, can you chime in and give the listeners an idea of what the technical condition of the waterway is with respect to debris?
Sure. Thank you, Brian. And it was the DeWitt Clinton, the mighty tug DeWitt Clinton, by the way, that you were doing the show from last year. And I remember the day well. And it's true, Janice, that certainly when you look at the extent of the flooding last year and the areas that were inundated with high water that are typically not, certainly more so than you would have in a normal spring or even late fall flooding event, you can appreciate the tremendous amount of debris that we dealt with last year. We continue to some extent to deal with this year, and certainly we will be dealing with for a number of years. And, of course, that taxes our maintenance crews that do a phenomenal job. I know, familiar with some of the chatter online, you know, we can dispel the idea that, you know, these these locks can simply be flushed by opening the lower gates and opening the upper valves, because as you can imagine, if you then had a problem with the upper valves for any reason and could not get the lower gates closed again, what sort of situation we'd have on our hands. So we do clear the debris, as we do each year, as best we can with our maintenance crews and to some extent within the limitations of the equipment we have on site and the staffing at the locks with our lock personnel as well. But it is certainly the case, as we've said in our notice to mariners this year, that you may encounter more debris than you're used to if you've traveled the canal system before. And now to the I don't think we're seeing an order of magnitude higher. I think you know, certainly everybody's experience is different, but I don't think we have a major situation with debris to the extent that maybe it's been talked about, and we're certainly addressing that as best we can all the time.
I can. All of the locks are open and functioning at this point, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And that's all the way through to the western end.
Absolutely. Everything's functioning and doing well. And in addition to continuing some of the restoration work that we're doing, we always have ongoing maintenance and dredging and debris removal under any season, because there are, you know, a large portion of the eastern section is along the Mohawk River. And at the Harry Creek, which was a major contributor to the amount of debris that was clogged in our system during the floods, but also just periodically comes down the creek and feeds into the river, and that's part of our ongoing work. Right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when you look at all the different water basins that are involved in this canal, it's a very intricate, interconnected system where we have localized issues. But again, it's everything is open, as the director said, and functioning well. We don't have any unusual depth restrictions this year. I know there's a lot of concern also about depth, but for the first time, we also have bathymetric surveys up on our website when you go to www.canals.ny.gov and select the nav info page. You can actually see the soundings that have been performed and what dates they have been taken. So that, too, can help allay fears of what the condition of the canal is this year. And as the director said, it may not be We may not be pristine at all the locations that have been impacted by the flooding last year, but we're fully up and running.
John, would you repeat the website, please?
I'm sorry, our new website? Yeah, www.nycanals.gov. And John is right. We have an absolutely updated and refreshed and redesigned website since I spoke to you. So you'll get those sounding and that depth information, but you'll also get a variety of new features, including a calendar of events, places to go. And we're hopeful that as we get into the season, we're in the process of selecting a vendor to have virtual video tours as part of our website, where folks that maybe cruising the Great Loop or in our system want to see what's worthwhile to pull over, get on bicycles, or explore by foot. We'll have a video portion to entice them about what's available.
Excuse me, we're going to break for a quick commercial, but that was my next question. Tell us about what's going on at the canal. So let's break quickly, and then we'll go into what people should definitely do while they're on the canal. Beth, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by Skipper Bob guides? Its mile-by-mile format is a great planning tool and essential at the helm. On the most popular routes and side trips, Skipper Bob covers preparation, navigation, bridges and locks, and the best places to visit. Skipper Bob guides are updated each year, and its website keeps you current with navigation alerts and cruising news. To check it out, go to skipperbob.net. Skipper Bob is a proud Admiral sponsor of AGLCA.
Thank you. Okay, John, Brian, who wants to chime in? If you, first of all, how long would you recommend people spend on the canal?
Well, we'd like to see them from opening day to closing day. I know that's
most
not...
of them need to get on their way up to the North Channel, et cetera. But typically, a week, is that enough time to?
You know, a week is certainly a healthy amount of time. But I will say, there's no shortage of opportunities for folks to, excuse me, enjoy all of the festivals and the activities that this time of the year and then our navigation season brings. I just came back from Fairport, which is in the western section, in the Lock 32, Lock 33 vicinity in Monroe County, and they had their annual Fairport Canal Day celebration. They get about 200,000 people to come in from around the area for 3 days of vendors and boats and musical performances, and it's just one of my favorite places along the canal. It's hard to pick a favorite because they're so great. But we were there and joined the mayor and local officials and presented a check for under the Governor Cuomo's Regional Economic Development Council's initiative, one of our competitive grants to help enlarge their promenade. So there will be more opportunities for folks to stroll and tie up and see those things. And that is just one of many events that's listed on our website. The Oswego Harbor Fest will be getting underway next month in Oswego off the Oswego Canal. If your loopers take that route and go through Lake Ontario. And then there's other things that are coming along too. John, what comes to your mind?
Well, as the director said, there are events all year long along the canal. You've named a couple of the highlights already, director. And then of course we have the Canal Fest in Tonawanda in August, which is another major event, and closer to home for me anyway, that the Tugboat Roundup in September, and so many festivals and events all throughout the year. And, of course, the director just talked about our new website, which has got a calendar of events online that people can go to.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. Great.
And take a look at what's going on.
I was just going to suggest, I spoke with your assistant Lisa today, John, who's a pleasure. She can feel free to post to our website if she'd like about different events that are coming up. We have a calendar on our website also. Farmers markets comes to mind. Our members love farmers markets. Can they expect to find them in the towns along the canal?
Yeah,
know anything about
them? You're
going
to see a lot of farmers markets. I think there's a farmers market in Fairport that Mayor Fritz May is involved in directly, hands-on. I'm sure there are more. Certainly in Waterford, John's hometown, there's a great farmers market there on Sundays, right along below Lock 2, right along the wall there.
Oh.
And one of the things that we'd like to get involved at the Canal Corporation, and with the support of the governor and with the Department of Agriculture and Markets, is to partner with some of the Department of Ag and Markets planned farmers markets activities and the canal. You know, the canal's heritage goes back in years of being the waterway that transported farmers' goods, whether it's produce or fruits, vegetables, along the canal. And so there's a great heritage and history, and it's a very easy way, as you say, for the loopers and other recreational vessels to pull in to shop and to take advantage of some of the best harvest all in all of the Northeast right here in upstate New York. So I'm not sure if we have a listing, John, of farmers markets on our webpage or not, but if we don't, that's something we really should add or link into Ag and Markets listing.
That would be very
helpful. We don't have a separate listing yet, but of course, anything that is along the canal corridor will be included in the calendar of events page, and we can certainly look at setting up a separate site. I think people would really be interested in that for farmers markets.
I think that they would like that, and sometimes there may not be right on the canal, but they're not far from it. So if your loopers carry bicycles or just a good pair of sneakers, they can walk into town and explore and get some great vegetables and harvest and be on their way. We'll certainly do all that we can on our website to get more information out there. Janice, I did want to make your listeners aware of one event that's coming up next month, our annual Cycling the Erie Canal event, which is a cross-state bicycle ride along the Erie Canalway Trail, much of which parallels directly the canal channel.
Oh, that would be so interesting for the loopers to see.
Well, they would love that. And we get about 530 cyclists every year from all across the country and from other countries participating. And this year, as a member of Governor Cuomo's cabinet, I've been engaged in a recruitment effort to recruit some of my fellow cabinet members to ride with me. This is July 8th through July 15th. We start in Buffalo and go all the way to Albany, 400 miles in 8 days, because the trail is not always in direct synchronization with the canal, but close enough to it, and there's some side excursions. But it's a great way for people to explore the canal, and something very entertaining, I'm sure, for the folks that are navigating along the canal to see the color and blaze of 500 cyclists of every age and shape and ability taking the journey of a lifetime.
That would be wonderful. If any of the loopers are interested, could they join the ride?
Well, I think there are some partial day opportunities, and I'll give you another web address where they can get more information, and that is Parks and Trails New York, which is our partner organization, which organizes the ride, and that would be www.ptny, Peter, Tom, NY for New York, parksandtrailsnewyork.com. Is it .com or .org, John? I think it's .com.
I believe it's .org, Brian.
Oh, all right. Okay, it's .org. I'm sure either way that through technology, your computer will redirect you to where you're supposed to be. But you can get more information and click on the Cycling the Erie Canal link and find out about the ride and the registration and the costs and the places where they stop and stay. It's a great opportunity to see the historic Erie Canal channel, to meet new friends, and to get some great exercise across upstate New York.
Our loopers tend to be hikers and bicyclists, so that would be something that definitely would be of interest to them. Another question comes to mind. Facilities to tie up, lock walls, town walls, is that pretty easy to find?
Yeah, I think there's probably more information. Again, I'm going to let John handle that, but some of the towns and the villages and the cities that you'll come to have more amenities than others. Certainly some of the goal of the Canal Corporation through the governor is to disperse our economic development funding and other funds we may have to help local communities develop more inclusive boating amenities, which adds to our economic capability of the canal. And the canal generates about $380 million a year in direct tourism spending. So it's to everyone's benefit that there are more opportunities for them to tie up. But John, why don't you cover some of the more equipped and better known places and what's on the horizon and what's out there?
Great. Thanks, Brian. And, you know, Janice, Director Stratton mentioned this earlier, but our new website has got so many more bells and whistles to make it so much easier to find out not only what's going on along the canal, what the conditions are, but also the facilities, both private and public facilities. And so on that nav info page, you will not only be able to look at depths and more detailed navigation info than you've ever had previously, but also now facilities, both private and public, all along the canal system with amenities that are available at those facilities, with the mileage, what side of the canal those facilities are located on, contact information. So information that's very similar to what would be contained in the cruising guide format for facilities and amenities. So we've got great information out there now, much more detailed than ever before. And another piece of information, which I know has been talked about often with your group and on the forums, has been the public wall in Whitehall. And as of just a week ago, the electricity there on that wall has been re-energized and turned back on, which is very, very positive for people that would like to stay at the northern gateway to the canal and in that beautiful area just at the southern tip of Lake Champlain. But also we can report that the marinas directly below Lock 12, which were under separate ownership, are now under joint ownership, and the marina on the west side has reopened. So that, too, is very positive for many of your listeners and many of your members. So so great information out there on these facilities, and, of course, a lot going on with the facilities themselves.
That webpage sounds wonderful. I can't imagine anybody not being able to find everything they need. Having the facilities and the mileages is wonderful. I'm sure the voters will thank you. Steve, do you have any questions you'd like to ask?
The only one that every time we talk, I always ask this question. But are you posting Urges locations on your website?
I think there is. Christened the Urgers new season. You know, she's our flagship and our fleet. She's 111 years old, and this year the Urger has a brand new captain, the very capable Captain Wendy Marble, who's been with the Canal Corporation for years, and she has been selected to captain the Urger. And she's not only a tremendous captain and a navigator and technician, but a great educator for the young people that will come out and folks of every age to see this remarkable vessel that's been with us since the 1920s and rolled down the ways in Michigan in 1901. Incredible to think that she's still going, but she looks more beautiful than ever. I'm certain that her schedule is posted online on our canal website of where she's going to be. And if not, I know John will jump right in and correct me.
No, the schedule is posted, and if you go to our website and just choose History and Education, there is a page dedicated to the Tug Urger, which gives her schedule for both the spring, summer, and fall. And, of course, that may be updated from time to time. But we, as the director said, are doing a lot of great work with the Urger, and we've got a new crew and expanding the program a little bit, and it's very exciting.
Well, that was one of the highlights when I did the Erie Canal a couple of years back. We ended up tied up right in front of Urger and the crew took us on a tour, and that, boy, it was worth it.
Well, it is a remarkable vessel. It is kept in tip-top shape. I wish we could keep all of our 62-some-odd vessels in our fleet as beautifully as we keep Urger, but she does have a very public role, and she is the flagship and the symbol of the New York State Canal System, and she's in very good hands under the stewardship this year of Captain Marble. So she'll be at all the major events along the canal. I know she'll be up there for Oswego's Harbor Fest next month, and doing her work as she goes around to teach kids about the canal. So we're hopeful that her schedule will be getting even more prominent, and will be attracting more visitors. I just want to jump back one moment, Steve, and remind your listeners that in addition to our new and improved website, we also have our New York State Canal Corporation Cruising Guide, which is available for purchase here through the Canal Corporation. And it's a wonderful full-color, almost like a navigation chart format, but not Coast Guard approved for navigation. John can just clarify that, but it is a great resource for loopers to have and to be able to fold out and look at where they're going, and also advertisements and support of some of the amenities and the restaurants and the facilities and the sponsors in that area. So I'm sure Lisa can also fix any of your listeners up that want to call in or email into us and inquire about a cruising guide.
Great. Steve, do you have anything else to add?
I guess not.
Is Beth still on?
Yes,
John's still there.
Do you have any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, John and Brian, I think this has been extremely helpful. Again, thank you for your time. We appreciate it, and the loopers appreciate it. One bit of more advertising before we go. Go to our webpage at www.greatloop.org. In the left-hand column, you'll see our June membership special. It's 99 cents to join for 6 months. So please join and get to know our organization. We'll log off for now. Again, thank you very much, John and Brian, and
we'll
probably talk to you next year.
Okay, it's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Steve and Janice, and have a wonderful season, and happy sailing.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.